Behold, thy king cometh to thee meek and sitting upon a donkey. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, our Palm Sunday procession, as it usually does, went very smoothly this morning. But you know, the first Palm Sunday procession didn't. It was a spontaneous affair and had about it all of the enthusiasm of a crowd and the tragedy and the triumph both of Holy Week. Palm Sunday always serves as sort of a golden green gateway to Holy Week, to really the whole of the history of the church and the whole of the history of a soul. The crowd was enthusiastic. You might say it was a first Thanksgiving Day parade in the true sense of the term. They were enthusiastic for this doctor, this teacher, this healer in their midst. They had seen our Lord give sight to blind people and hearing to those who could not, and those who were lame walked. And now the crowd was all abuzz with the word that a man who was dead and buried 4 days, Lazarus, walked again and was alive. The crowd wanted to acclaim our Lord, and so they cut down the branches from the trees and they strewed them and even their own garments in Christ's path, and they cried out the Hebrew Hosanna, which means save now. As we've seen this Lent, when we ask our Lord to save us, it refers to our bodies, our minds, as well as to our souls, the whole of us. Save us in accordance with God's holy will. And it was an acknowledgement on the part of all of those Hebrews that our Lord is truly the Messiah, the promised one, the Son of God. Our Lord, for his part, although he accepts the triumph and he accepts the homage done him as his due, our Lord, as a crowd is so excited, he weeps. One evangelist has him stopping on the way and weeping to consider that all of these people in this beautiful city will soon be dust and destroyed under the powerful hand of God, their chastisement for refusing to believe in him. And our Lord has no interest in big headlines and being sort of a rock or a megastar and stirring up all of this enthusiasm of crowds. He doesn't want that. So he sends the apostles to get a donkey with her colt or foal newborn, on which no one has ever ridden before, tied up outside the city. And our Lord, the very picture of meekness, sits on this donkey, and thus he is led in on his day of glory. The donkey points to the true glory of our Lord. The saints say the donkey stands for the Gentiles. That is to say, no one has ever sat on this donkey before. No one has ever taught God to the pagans before. They're not children of Abraham. They are cut out from salvation. They are tied up with idolatry and devil worship and all of the rest. But our Lord sends two of his disciples to unfetter these beasts, symbolic of the pagan nations, and to bring them to him. That will be the job of the apostles. That is the job of the apostles, not only for the first 3 centuries, but really for the whole of the history of Christianity, to bring the beasts to Jesus. Now, the donkey is an interesting symbol for us, and an apt one. He bears very often, you know, a cross on his back. How beautiful the Creator is of all things. But also, the donkey is very brave. I didn't know this, but they sell newborn donkeys, little colts, as guard donkeys, because they'll defend a flock against a predator, say a coyote who comes around. The donkey will go on the attack very bravely. But the donkey is also, as we all know, rather a stubborn beast with a mind of its own. So we were going to have a donkey in our procession this morning, but the donkey had just given birth a few days ago, and one of the little altar boys was practicing with the donkey, the mother walking away from her colt. And she didn't want to be separated yet from the baby, and so she kicked this poor altar boy, and he got rather hurt by that. That did him some damage, I'm afraid, and we're praying for him today. How often do we do that? That is to say that the altar boy or the apostle or the priest or the parent who's trying to lead us to Jesus, we're not interested, and we kick. We've got a mind of our own. Ah, if only we could just allow ourselves to be led and would follow our Savior rather than to kick and to resist His sweet yoke. Then surely we would be enabled to ride faithfully with our Lord into glory. Palm Sunday ends at the temple, and there's another scene of great tumult and confusion. Our Lord, who shortly will be bought and sold, He was the living temple of God. Our Lord, who on Friday will be scourged, Himself today makes a whip. And He goes into the temple to drive out them that buy and them that sold therein, because His Father's house is a house of prayer. And there's a little set to with the Pharisees. Our Lord praises the children who are faithful to Him, and then He disappears. He hides Himself again. This week, let us keep this truth in mind. By His stripes are we healed. Resolve to be faithful to our Lord.